Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Appreciate everybody being here. It's good to get back out today. Yesterday, you know, having a shortened week, it was our normal game week Monday, so the guys had off. We were able to get them in for treatments and taking care of their bodies physically, which is going to be a big focus here this week, making sure that we bounce back, you know, physically as well as mentally for the job that's ahead. And our focus is just solely on us, just like it was last week, continuing to make sure that we improve in areas of fundamentals, your assignments, the steps it takes to be able to respond and play smart football. Going back and watching the film there late Sunday night or Monday morning, it was a lot of self-inflicted things that cost us in critical moments. And you could take every phase, you could take, probably anywhere between 15 and 20 plays that, and it would have went different, would have changed the outcome of the game. And that's where, we just have to get better. And, we're still a youthful team, but, we're also a team that, has to improve. They have to continue to grow. They have to get better. And that's the challenge. But it was evident, even on film. I mean, the physicality, the toughness, the response that we showed throughout, something I'm proud of. And we just got to continue to show that response every day in practice, every meeting that we have, so that we can achieve at the level that this team is capable.
From a health standpoint, did you come out pretty unscathed?
For the most part, we had a couple guys that were a little banged up, going into it, and that was something we were working through. So, we're going to continue to build upon that, and our sports medicine staff's doing a great job in how they're taking care of these guys. The performance, speeds, the recoveries that we're seeing with guys, here throughout fall camp and even in game one, it was something that was impressive. So we're going to continue to treat these guys, and the guys that got bumps and bruises, we got to get them healed up for Saturday.
Was there any surprises at all? Like guys that either played above a level than you might have expected, or guys that you didn't expect?
I mean, there were. I think every position you had those moments at times. We have to improve on our consistency. But I thought guys that I had a really good camp. I thought Kalen DeLoach, who's had a really good camp, showed up and played pretty dang good. I think guys that have been working hard and putting themselves in a position to go out there and make plays. They were in the right spot. We got to continue to trust the fundamentals to finish the play. And, those are things that have to improve. I was disappointed, with some of the mishaps, some of the early down penalties that were focused penalties. We had a couple of snaps that just in critical situations that hurt us. You can go through all phases of it, but those are things that we got to get corrected. We got to continue to communicate efficiently there defensively throughout the game. But I thought there was a good mix of both, positive and negative. We got to get it cleaned up. Yeah, no, that was big. And it was when those guys come in and get an opportunity to show their development, their growth. A guy like DJ Lundy did some really good things as well. That guys that have been here continuing to work to put themselves in a position for success. And and I think that's where you see the competition level and how these guys are working in practice, how it's helping to elevate the core of the group. And And, you know, that's what we need. You know, we're, you know, we have, you know, some positions that are a little bit thinner than others, but, you know, as the depth, you know, grows in their performance, you know, that's going to do nothing but help our football team.
Coach, when you are so analytics driven and you get in a situation like fourth down, deep in your own end, are you always committed to analytics or does emotion and game situation factor?
No, all analytics are dependent on game situation, so that goes hand in hand. But you know, as you go through, you know, the flow of a game, as you go through the humanistic part of it, you know, that plays a factor. I coach games to win games. I don't. That's what we want to do. You know, we're gonna be smart. There's things that as we go into it, you know, I'm gonna have a feel for you know how I want to attack, what we want to do. And I reevaluate every decision that's made throughout the course of the game to make sure that I'm putting our guys in the best position to win. But I got a lot of faith in how our guys are gonna play and how we're gonna execute and. You know, there was a situation we gave up. We were in a very short field there defensively because of one of those decisions. But you know, going back, I mean, we were in a go situation, and you know, we're trying to continue a drive and a possession. But you know, at the end of the day, I've got the utmost faith in our defense. If it doesn't work out, that they're going to be able to get the stop, and you know, that's where we just have to continue to play that complementary football. And our guys understand that, and they know how we're going to coach and the way we're going to try to attack. Yeah, you know, I mean, something that you know, we need to be able to do. We've got to be, we have to be diverse in our run attack, run schemes. You know, I thought, you know, we had three different backs that ran the ball really well. You know, I think, like you said, I mean, we were able to kind of hit in every place on the O-line. You know, with our tight ends, receivers, you know, those guys did a nice job blocking. I know on Jay Sean's long touchdown, you look at the effort on the play. You got a guy, Malik McClain, you know, 30 yards down the field, cutting off a safety that's in transition. Well, that's what helps you spring those big plays. And, you know, I'm pleased in the mentality that our guys are bringing, but, you know, we gotta continue to clean up the details. Yeah, you know, those are guys I'm really excited about, and just their development. You know, Darion, it was a guy that I thought had one of the better fall camps. You know, dealing with a little bit of a nagging injury that has kind of slowed him the last week or week and a half, but you know, he just continues to fight, and I really like what I'm seeing with him. Malik, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, just a guy that comes every single day, continues to push. You know, is working to elevate his game and just that consistency. You'll play in and play out, but you know, I'm definitely. You saw that the moment was not too big for him in what he was doing in the run game, and then also, you know, when he got that chance to have the ball in his hands. I did. I thought that was something that we need to play with that edge. We need to play with that effort. You know, it's got to carry over and make sure that it is a passionate focus so we're still executing the jobs that we have. But, you know, I thought our defense played with a mentality, and we knew that. I mean, you look traditionally, that's an offense that runs the ball really well. You know, but I thought our guys, you know, took a real purpose to make sure that we were stopping the run, and you know, that was something that showed up well. We got to clean up some things in those one-on-one opportunities there in the passing game, but you know, I think that I think our guys are definitely heading in the right direction.
Coach, Trayshawn Ward really seemed to get better as the game went along. How would you assess his performance? What was probably his first game playing a pretty significant role?
Trayshawn is a guy that I think has a huge upside. You know, he's played good football here before. You know, he's been limited opportunities, but you know, he's had a great spring, great fall camp. You know, he's going to be a go-to guy for us. But him, Jay Sean, LT, you know, those guys are. I thought they all ran the ball really well, and but I like what I'm seeing from Trayshawn.
Going back to the fourth down, I know you went in kind of in similar situations. You had a couple where you went last year. Is that something where it can also be dictated by maybe is it trying to get the defense more rest, or is it knowing the optics of a punt in that situation?
There's a lot of factors that go into that, but you know, there's going to be sometimes it's going to be a 50-50 call, and you know, the one Sunday was not. It was you know, I felt confident in the decision and where we were, what we needed, but yeah, there will be times where it's 50-50 calls, and that's where some of those decisions I'm gonna lean to that. more to what we need, whether it's if it's your defense been on the field, you know, we got to extend a possession. You know, what are we facing? What is what are we about to see? Is this a team that's really good in those situations, or a team that we feel like we have some advantages at times? I like the fourth down call. We didn't execute it the way that we need to at the moment. But at the end of the day, those are calls that that we have to be able to make, and we got to be willing to make them as coaches, as players, and have the confidence to go out there and execute. And throughout my career, it's helped put us in position to succeed in a lot of games. And that's what we're planning to do. That's what our plan is to do here.
When you look back at the film, how did the two quarterbacks grade out? And what were the differences maybe in Jordan's touchdown drive? He had four of them compared to the ones where they didn't go so well.
I think when you look at starting off with Jordan, I mean, there was started the game, we didn't, and this not necessarily him, but there were some things that got on us really quick. And for him, that first drive, we had a couple missed opportunities. I thought Jordan, even on the sideline, he was maintaining poise, maintaining composure. The thing that we saw later in the game is that he, on the 60-yard touchdown to Jay Sean, I mean, it was ideal. I mean, made the call, made the check. Was able to throw in rhythm on time with the a big time play in the game. You see Jordan, his feet and his ability to evade, to extend plays. I mean, the touchdown to Parchment late was, and I'd like to say that's how it was drawn up, but it wasn't. I mean, that was a guy that was out there that was able to make something happen. I think you look at a couple of the turnovers that happened. One was being the fourth down. That one I don't really necessarily put on him in that situation. There was one of the three picks that we've got that he knew immediately that he wanted to have back. You got to give credit. 14 had one of the best plays I've seen on the last interception. I mean, he was a field safety. We had a guy that was breaking open, and Jordan saw it, and it was one of the things we're going to continue to teach on. But I thought Jordan, he's really coming and developing as a quarterback, and just being able to, the negative times where maybe he wasn't as accurate as he wanted to be, it still went back to some of the fundamental things that he's really worked on, and he's excited to get out here and continue to improve, just like everybody. McKenzie, I thought did a wonderful job being prepared, being ready. It's something we talked about after the game. When you're not starting and you have to, come off the bench or be prepared for every opportunity, staying engaged. And that's one of the things I loved, is that every time Jordan's come off the field, he had McKenzie in his ear, talking about what he sees, talking about, the things that they can do to help each other. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, you saw the same thing. Right, and that's where the relationship in that room. I mean, it's awesome, and obviously Jordan had to come out of the game, had a couple issues that he was working through, and it was something that his encouragement and McKenzie being ready to operate in that moment was pretty remarkable.
Last one, Sunday being so just an emotional game for your team. When you saw them hit the practice field this week, was there a noticeable difference in the way they just kind of got out and approached the work that the practice called for?
Well, that is the daily challenge, and that's what we started this morning with yesterday being off. We started with a team meeting, and we talked about that. It's how you respond. What are the I don't ever want to have a team that fears failure. And I thought our guys, they went out there and they gave everything they had. I thought the effort, the mentality of how they played was really good. I don't know if I know we didn't play our best game. Right, a lot of mistakes that hurt us against a good football team that we've got to get cleaned up. Well, if we're committed to doing that, that's got to show up today. And the application of the lessons that were learned are what's going to help build this team for what the future is going to be. And so, I'm excited. I'm confident in this team. But we got to put in the work to make sure we're getting it done day in and day out. All right, thank you, guys.